Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I'd like to talk to you about a fallen giant, and I'm going to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 48 and 49, where we read, "So it was, when the Philistines arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth." All the talk was over, and it was time for the battle to begin. Goliath was furious, and with all his armor and all his weapons, he came and drew near to meet David. Now, most of us have never had the experience of an angry giant man running at us to kill us. I think I know what I would do. I would run away as fast as I could. The young shepherd David did just the opposite. We read, "David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine." David didn't run away. He didn't hide. He didn't panic. He didn't drop to his knees and pray. Instead, David ran as fast as he could right at the angry giant. David acted according to the principle that many Christians find to be a struggle. They wonder, is God supposed to do it? Or am I supposed to do it? The answer to that question is simple. Yes, God does it and we do it. Trust God, rely on Him, and then get to work and work as hard as you can. Run right at the enemy. That's how the work of God is done. Charles Spurgeon spoke to this point. That great preacher of Victorian England said this, "The lazy bones of our Orthodox churches cry, 'God will do his own work,' and then they look out for the softest pillow they can find, and they put it under their heads, and they say, 'The eternal purposes will be carried out, God will be glorified.' That's all very fine talk, but it can be used with the most mischievous design. You can make opium out of it, which will lull you into a deep and dreadful slumber and prevent your being of any kind of use at all." Well, as David ran at Goliath, he prepared his strike. We read, "He slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face." David had the calm hand and the careful aim of someone who really trusted God. He used the sling, a leather strap with a pouch in the middle, to hurl a stone, killing Goliath. His aim was true, and the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face. A big man falls hard, and we can imagine that the earth shook when Goliath fell. Earlier in the book of 1 Samuel, we see that the Philistine god Dagon fell on his face before the Lord. Now Goliath, the mighty Philistine worshiper of Dagon, fell on his face. You see, everybody else looked at Goliath and said, "That man is so big that I can't beat him." David looked at Goliath and said, "Goliath is so big, I can't miss him." Now, this was not the first time that David used the sling. And one might say that this battle was won when David worked as a shepherd in those lonely hours alone with the lambs. In those hours, David talked to God and took a lot of target practice with his sling. Now, his communion with the Lord and his skill with the sling were both used by God. If we fail in our faithfulness today, we may never be ready for the challenge that we face tomorrow. Hey, ask God to build within you a great faithfulness in the present, maybe boring things of today, And God will use that to work in your life to meet great challenges in the future. You can ask God to do that and ask Him about it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.